This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Steiny, you're wrong, buddy.
Our relationship on the brink.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I'm going to try this, and thank you to the 650. Onerocritic.
Whoa.
Onerocritic is a dream interpreter. Onerocritic, apparently. I'm trying to say it the right way. I'm talking about dreams. Okay. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
Good to hear.
My dreams where I'm with a certain somebody.
It's okay enough.
Stop. You know what? I needed that. I was going down a road.
Halle Berry.
No, Kim K. Yeah, but yeah.
God.
But she's doing great stuff, man.
Name one thing.
Guys wrongfully convicted out of prison. Way to get back, Kim. Yeah, look at that. Those are
I'm not going anywhere here.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely not
Can
going
we
anywhere.
I wonder what your dream meant, though. Why were you running?
I wasn't running from anybody.
Yeah, I know.
I was trying to get home.
Yeah, I got it.
Maybe one of the big problems is that I was running in San Francisco and I live in Oakland. Maybe that's why I couldn't get home. Let's jump to Bob in San Francisco starting us off this segment on the Niners. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hey, man, I love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
So I guess I'm celebrating the last 6 years of the Niners run.
Oh, no.
You're talking about those funerals, right? Yeah. Anyway, I don't think it's the new way of doing business with the Yorks. It's the old way of doing business.
Uh-oh.
All you got to do is look back to the early to mid-2000s, and you can see exactly what's coming. But at the same time, you got to give them a little bit of a leeway because these guys got paid and we had a dismal season, right? So
yeah.
They've been paying the guys. So maybe it's actually the front office, like making bad picks, paying bad contracts. That could be a possibility. I don't want to see these guys go, but Bill Walsh did say one thing. He said, after about 10 years, it's time to move on, do something else, right? But I'm not advocating that. I'm still got faith in these guys, and I like Purdy. So I think Purdy's the right guy for doing it. But we got to build up. It's just the turning of the page,
right?
Is really what it is. We got to get younger guys, and, you know, it's just that era. So
no, appreciate it,
thanks,
Bob.
Guys.
Thanks for the call.
And you know what, Steiny? We had a caller right before the break kind of echo those sentiments. You know, he's a little concerned, but I'm going to be a grown-up here and thank the Niners for what they built and how bad they've, bad meaning good, they've been over the last 6 years and how close they've come. So maybe I need to stop, and I don't think I've been doing it a lot, Stoney, pointing fingers or blaming anybody, because when this is all said and done, if this is the end, as we currently know them, but from a name recognition standpoint, it obviously is a transition. But Stoney, they've been there. They've played long into seasons, two Super Bowls, multiple NFC championship games. So just from that vantage point, maybe there's nobody to blame. This is just a natural evolution of what a run takes out of you, and you got to start over, and maybe they're doing that around the edges.
Yeah, the thing that I would be most concerned with about the Niners, and we had Cam Inman on earlier, and he was just talking about, you know, six or seven stars that they have,
yeah.
But it feels right now that each star comes with an asterisk. Brandon Ayuk.
Man.
I mean, are they really trying to possibly move him? I know he won't be ready for the start of the season, but Ayuk, to me, is a question mark.
All right.
Who else?
McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, question mark.
Trent,
question mark. Warner, solid. Kittle,
yeah,
solid.
No doubt.
Let me ask you these two guys.
Yeah.
Is Bosa a question mark?
All right, you know what? Right now, today, you're asking me. I think he is.
Okay.
I know he's a superstar. I don't know if he's not a superstar in my estimation, but maybe he needs to be for this team to. He played like one.
I would forget superstar. Do you think
he's got to have bounce back?
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
I agree. I mean, I don't think Purdy's a question mark as in terms of can he play quarterback? Or we don't even know what he is. It's not that, but he's got to have a better year than last year. There's no doubt about
it. Now with lesser, you know, say what you want about Debo, him being gone, Stoney.
No.
Ayuk on the shelf.
Well, it's one less guy to drop passes.
How did that go? I'll give you two. How did that go last year for Purdy when you knocked it out to park? You wanted to see Brock Purdy without his weaponry or some of it. I don't think that went well, and that's not all his fault.
I mean, I didn't even ask Cam about the wide receiver position where, yeah, they've already lost Debo Samuel. Ayuk's not going to be there most likely for the beginning of the year.
Man.
And so that leaves who? Jennings and Pearsall.
What if we get a Greenlaw year from Brandon Ayuk? I would understand it. The guy tore his ACL and MCLs, Donnie.
Exactly. So this team's got some question marks. No doubt about it. Let me bring Evan in
all
here
right.
if he's listening, because this is an important name that's been brought up, and I don't think I'm speaking for out of turn, but Evan knows, particularly about this player and this team. Joey Bosa.
Man.
The 49ers are reportedly linked to him. They put him on the other side of the defensive line from his brother. There seem to be some mixed opinions on Joey Bosa. You're a Chargers fan. You watch every game. Your thoughts on Joey Bosa?
I think he's still a good player. I think he's still someone that can help you, but only when he's on the field. And that's been the biggest knock on him the last three seasons. And even this year, he played 14 games. He started 9 of them. But he was kind of a rotation guy. And the Niners, like Cam was talking about, they just don't have many bodies on the defensive line. So if you could guarantee me that Bosa is going to, I wouldn't even say start all 17. Like, if you could guarantee me that he's going to start 13 games this year, I would absolutely take a one-year flyer on him. I'm just not sure he's going to be able to do that, because he plays the run at this point in his career, I think, a little bit better than he rushes the passer, and he's a big body. Maybe he gets some out of Nick that other players can't. So I don't think it's a bad investment, but to me, the Niners are making it more out of desperation than a move that's a smart move. Like, they kind of need Joey Bosa at this point. Whether you think he's good or bad, or you like his politics or not, like, the Niners, they kind of need him. So I don't think it would be a bad signing if they got him.
Well, last I expect him to get him. Evan, that was well said. And for I got to hear Evan use that analogy, Stoney, about, you know, when he's on the field, it's like going to buy a used car, and you're asking the guy selling the car, can you guarantee me this car is not going to break down? I can't, but that's what they're dealing with. Leonard Floyd is not better than Joey Bosa, but Stoney, he was on the field. And if the Niners are being more stern or, again, frugal with their bread, can you really take a flyer on a guy that might have a soft tissue injury or a nag here and there? Like, maybe you can. And the one other thing I don't like this about Nick Bosa is what Evan said. Maybe playing with his brother can bring some. Well, dude, you're getting all the bread in the world. We shouldn't need those tricks to get you to be a badass.
Well, the last team that in theory made a little bit of a desperation move worked out pretty well. Looks like Jimmy Butler. Yeah. Jimmy Butler came with some baggage, and he's been coming through with flying colors. I like the number that Evan used, 13. So now let's go down this list again. How many of these guys would you take 13 games from them? Brandon Ayuk, the answer is yes, obviously, right? Because he's probably going to miss early. Yeah. Nick Bosa, you take 13 games from him? Well, how many did he play last year? He's probably right knocking on the door.
No, you want more from Nick Bosa.
I was like, okay.
But didn't he miss? He missed a few weeks.
Yeah.
I bet he played about 13 weeks last year. Trent Williams. I would take 13 weeks out of Trent Williams right now.
14 for Bosa.
Okay, 14 for Bosa.
Man, Stoney.
I think it's unrealistic to think Trent Williams is going to play a full season, 16 or 17. That's just me. Warner, I think, always comes to post. McCaffrey, 13, over or under?
Boy, at this point, Stoney, I would almost take the, like, it's got to be more than what it was last year. If you're telling me we could get 13 from him, hell.
I think I'd take 13 out of McCaffrey, too, right now.
Could you imagine if he has a setback or if there's any whatever residue from what went on last year to where you can't depend on him in the – then what are we – what type of offense are we watching then? And again, negative.
I'll tell you what we're watching. We're watching Jordan Mason again, who was leading the league in rushing early in the season. 49ers, he's a restricted free agent. So I believe he'll be back unless he gets some kind of crazy offer from another team that the Niners can match. But I was thinking about this yesterday. It's a little bit off track, but –
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, when the Warriors got Jimmy Butler, everything changed. And we kind of didn't know it was going to change like it did. But when the 49ers got McCaffrey back, did anything really change in the games that he played?
And that's what was disappointing.
So maybe that's how...
And it was probably bigger than him.
Well, maybe that's... And that's how you get better, is you replace Greenlaw and Juszczyk with guys who will have a better year next year than they've had, you know, last year, quite frankly.
And if you're doing that with a guy, Stoney, I'm not saying it can't happen, but my point is, I think the chances of that going successful, if you're going via the draft, become very, very, I think those are long shot. That's a big ask. And they're definitely about to, you know, ask the question, but man, if, you know, let's just say Joey Bosa's not a Niner, and you're going to the draft to, you know, replenish the D-line. That's risky to expect great return on young dudes. Not that it can't happen.
I mean, they had a great draft last year. They had a pretty darn good one.
Yeah.
Although, nah, I'm not going to get negative. But, I mean, yeah, they had some young players who contributed for sure. But they contributed on a 6-11 team. Mm. And maybe those guys from last year, like Pooney, Mustafa, Green, who am I missing? Garendo, who are some of their other first-year players that chipped in? Maybe they take a step, and they're the guys who are responsible for this team going from 6-11 to 10-7 or 11-6. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let's go to Gary in San Ramon. Hey, Gary, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm glad that they haven't decided that you guys need to have a little change of scenery, too.
Oh, boy.
So.
Well, yeah, hey, every day. Hey,
that, you know?
Use the old Scarface line, every day above water is a good day.
No doubt about it.
Don't talk about that.
Right, knock on wood, yeah.
Yeah, and... Yeah, 77, I'm still standing. So we're
there
all
you go.
Know,
there you go, baby.
Anyway, so you have to look kind of back at the history of what's going on here with the draft for Shanahan and Lynch. And, you know, they've done well at the bottom end of the draft. You know, Brock Purdy saved the bacon for the Trey Lance fiasco. But they haven't hit enough on their top three-round picks. Shanahan has constantly moved up to take running backs in the third round or higher. How's that worked out? So what my point being is that what's coming right now is to be expected from not hitting in the previous, like you said, Matt, last year's draft good. But the 3 years previous, the top picks, we don't have that much to show for it. And unfortunately, Purdy worked out to save the bacon for Shanahan and Lynch over the quarterback fiasco with Trey Lance. So, this is to be expected. I just hope that Jed doesn't get as involved as he was back in the Tom Sula and Chip Kelly days, because that was really a problem. So I we'll just see what happens. It's a little alarming to see all our favorites go, but and the guys that are coming back, they all got injury history. So anyway, thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it as always. I'm still looking at this schedule. Arizona, the Rams, Seahawks. There's six games. Falcons. They're not bad.
Oh, no, Stoney. They're come on now.
I'm sorry, what?
No, excuse me. They could be a playoff team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're not. I'm just saying.
It's a pivot season.
I heard somebody say on the morning show, don't sleep on the Carolina Panthers.
Well, I'm Stoney, if you watched them at the end of last year, they weren't a pushover.
They stink.
Well, you can go worst to first in the NFL. That's the sport to do it to me.
Jacksonville.
They stink.
Tennessee.
Could be Cam Ward.
Is that my guy?
It could be Cam Ward.
No, he can't supplant Levis.
Could be Aaron Rodgers.
Now he's going to go to the He's going to go to the Giants.
He's going to Steelers.
Chicago?
I'm going to lay out for my predictions.
Cleveland?
They can play you tough.
Houston? They made the playoffs. Yeah.
Well, I think that's a real savvy comment.
Indy?
The Colts.
They a factor?
They're not a punk.
They just got Daniel Jones this morning.
Well,
Okay, so they're fish.
He won't be a starter.
What?
No, my guy Richardson.
Oh, you love him, right? No, strongest arm in the NFL.
He got benched for a 38-year-old.
But he came back, Evan.
Saints? Giants?
Nah.
Buccaneers?
Come on now. Tampa's rolling. Baker?
Bucks are good.
Yeah,
they're all right.
We'll see.
The one thing that
I made it up.
Our guy brought up is you know, Kyle Shanahan. And let's get into this for the next few minutes. I was reading Mike Silver's story in The Athletic about the 49ers, and there were just two. I read an article. It doesn't deserve a drop.
Who dropped? Who did it? Who wrote
the article?
The way you set it up, though.
That's called giving credit to the writer.
No, we love that.
Okay. It's actually something you really should do. But anyway, he used two phrases that I thought were interesting. He talked about the Ayuk contract extension where they had a deal, it sounded like, with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he sprinted up the steps and stopped it. And Mike Silver had a line in his story that said, Kyle Shanahan's sprint, meaning up the steps to stop the trade, didn't age well. And I'm starting to wonder if...
Break that down
for me. I'm starting to wonder if the 49ers were ready to move off Ayuk, but Kyle Shanahan, as the person in that organization with the most juice, and the head coach, basically said, no, we got to have him. We got to have everybody this year so that I can try to break through. And it feels like maybe Kyle Shanahan won't have as much of a say-so as he has in the past. That's one school of thought out there.
But outside of Purdy, you know, what pigs are coming home in regard to where you got to put him in the barn, Stoney? Like
Ayuk.
Well, he already won the negotiation unless you decide to trade him. And I just find, what are you going to get for a guy that, you know, is trying to prove that, you know, he can be what he was before you signed him? But I guess I would like you to break down, it didn't age well. Like, that would be concerning for me if Kyle's boss, the Yorks, thought that. But,
well, it's hard not to think that right now, because even before he got hurt,
he was in his own head. But I feel like he was robbed of having a pretty good year.
His holdout.
That and the injury. You know what I mean? Like, we all saw it. You know, he was dropping balls. He didn't look like himself early.
I'll tell you what. I'll just put it this way.
But he won.
Ayuk had won, you know, had that year. Did he deserve to be a top five paid wide receiver? No. Not if he's healthy, even. I wouldn't say. And so what I garnered from that story is that Kyle might have been on his own on that one. And that the team might have been ready to move on from Ayuk because they either didn't need the hassle or they didn't like the number. And Kyle was thinking, no, I don't like the number either, but we got to have this guy. And
what's that mean, though? Or it went bad. I'm asking you, like, what?
Maybe it means that, hey, Kyle, chill out. You're the head coach. We'll do the personnel because he has final say over the roster, or has seemed to have had it for a while. Maybe Kyle Shanahan has been defanged a little bit in terms of all of the influence he's got in the organization. The other thing that stuck out was Silver saying that the days of going all in are out. And maybe that's what we're seeing right now with all these departures from the San Francisco 49ers. And let's see what the Purdy contract yields and then see what they do afterwards.
So do you think, this is crazy, that just popped in my head, do you think last year was the Niners version of the last dance of going all in? And
that's a good question.
You know what I mean? Like, they really thought they had action, and I would understand why. You just lost the Super Bowl in overtime, but now if it's about, you know what, saying night-night and bye-bye to guys and, you know, I'm not saying anybody was on a scholarship, but Stoney, it's definitely a 180 in regard to what's going on. And I just wonder how much that 180 is going to impact the number we get when we find the news out that Brock Purdy has a new deal. I don't, 60 is no, there's no just chance. No way. Exactly.
That's it.
Carter Chickering was in here saying, well, just as a Niner fan, well, you call him a good gambler.
Okay.
Well, as a Niner fan, he would be uncomfortable with anything over 35.
Over 35?
Yeah. Like, I mean,
I'd love to get him for 35.
I'm sure that Colin John would think that too, but.
Somebody actually just asked me, what do you, like, I get it. These things are way more complicated in terms of the money and the guarantees, but just to, for the sake of ease, if you're asking me, man, what's the number? You know, if they could get him for 40, that'd be nice.
Yeah. I would even say 45. If that would make, you know, there are reports out there.
But
him resetting the market, I think, is off the board. Would you say? There's no way, Stoney.
I would say that's, I would be shocked.
Okay.
I would be, so would I. If he gets.
Before I wouldn't have.
I'd be surprised if he gets over 50.
All right.
What if, say, Geno Smith is negotiating a new deal with the Las Vegas Raiders, gets more than 40 a year, which is what he reportedly wants?
Devin, to that, I would feel like Brock, if that's what it's about, he should get one penny more than what Geno gets.
Just one penny?
I know. It's a puzzlement.
Damn.
Well, let me ask you this, Evan, real quick. Geno or Purdy, who you taking?
Brock Purdy, seven days a week.
I would take Purdy there, too. Just because I kind of feel like I know what Geno Smith is. Huh? Although I'm starting to feel like I may know what Brock Purdy is. He's solid.
Yeah.
But is he spectacular? I don't.
But this will be the real proof in the pudding of if things have changed over there in Ninerville in regard to we're being frugal and we're not getting punked. Remember that.
Well, but what would the number be? I mean,
so 45, I think, would be fair. Like,
well, that's what you think, yeah. And I would love to get him.
I once said 60.
What's that?
I once said 60.
Well, that's you.
Well, a lot of people were backing me up on that.
60? This fellow wasn't, because as soon as you said 60, I came up with my annoying response. Want to bet?
Well, yeah.
No, I mean, to me,
man,
Hardball with Purdy would be, I don't know what it would be. I think I would know it if I saw it in terms of the number.
Is he a question mark to you coming in? And that's, I mean, right there.
It's a defined question mark. Like, can he quarterback in the NFL? Of course he can. But do I think he's Josh Allen? Do I think he's elite? No, I don't.
All right.
So they got, but the problem the Niners have, and it happens in all sports, is there are guys that are worse than Brock Purdy who are making more than $50 million, and his agent's going to come to the table and say, we want as much money as Tua.
But the Niners now have put their foot down, allegedly, and said, that math ain't got nothing to do with us. You know what I'm saying?
So, apparently. But maybe they think, if they think Purdy's worth 50 or 55, then, I mean, the one thing I will say is you would expect that Purdy's going to improve. Could you expect that Greenlaw, Juszczyk, Hufanga, Debo? Like, to me, you could make a case Greenlaw downhill, Juszczyk obviously downhill, Debo downhill, Hargrave downhill, Mitchell downhill, Floyd downhill in terms of declining. And Purdy, to me, has a chance to get better. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll come back on the other side, wrap things up, and then we'll get to the crossover with Willard and Dibs. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we got a couple great days coming up here on 95.7 The Game. Tomorrow, Guru and I will be out at Chase Center.
Yes, yes.
Warriors, hottest team in the NBA, striking fear into many of the elite teams, ostensibly. And we will be out at Chase Center plucking some Golden State Warriors players after practice. It's going to be a fun day for sure. They are rolling. The vibes are good. So definitely tune in tomorrow for a lot of Warrior talk. And then Thursday, if you're not doing anything, the Warriors play the Sacramento Kings at Chase Center, and Guru and I will be out at the Public Market, Emeryville, to watch the game, and we'd love to have you come out and join us and watch the Warriors probably dismantle Sacramento, I would think, but it's the NBA. Anybody can win on any given night.
Dude, I just had a thought. I need your help tomorrow.
Okay.
I really do.
You got it.
I'm pulling up in the parking lot. I'm going to be emotional. We're just a week removed from knockout. And for me to be right back in the building. Oh, boy. Man, Stoney, I'm going to really need you tomorrow, man.
Yeah, well, I'm sure once I'm sure once you get a glimpse of one Warrior player, you'll come out of your shell. Oh, Steph, the chef. How many times are you going to hear that tomorrow? The chef. Even if we don't get Steph tomorrow. The chef.
Oh, boy. Hey, we have banned.
You hear the news about Tiger Woods? He ruptured his Achilles.
Yeah.
He's going to be done for the year.
Old car breakdown.
49. Oh, but that's not the sentiment when you talk about Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler.
Dude, what Tiger used to be to me, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, man. 49 years old. Yeah. And,
what was it, Thanksgiving night when he wrecked the truck, got hit?
That was a long time.
It happened, and it started to down. This is Tiger. God, I want the old Tiger back, man.
And lastly, before we jump into a call, I thought you and, we have a P1 here, Jim Mole. Great P1. Hopefully he'll be out to Public Market Emeryville on Thursday.
Give me a hat.
He said, well, here's one guy saying, nobody backed you on Purdy getting 60. Stop lying. And then Mole, your boy, your supposed friend, calls in and says, yeah, a lot of fools, I mean sports fans, said 60. I thought he was your guy.
He is.
Might have been talking about me. Do you remember this moment? Just to kind of get people in, you know, the frame of mind for what might be going on tomorrow. Do you guys remember this moment from the last time we were at Chase Center?
You only live once, and I know you got commitments, but before you dip, we got to get a photo of me, you, and Stein.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I go home, if you didn't do it again, I didn't get it less out of cool, and that's okay.
No problem.
He's going to be all you groupie.
You could have asked him that after the interview, so not everybody heard it.
I wanted the people to hear.
That's all right. That's all right.
Thanks, Steph, man. Here.
Appreciate it, Steph. Good luck the rest of the way, man.
Right on. The chef.
There it is, the chef.
Good times, man. Yeah.
I'm trying to think the last time we've had him on, I think
2023. Not 5, not 6, not 7.
Did we had him on, though, before their title run in
2022. Yeah, no doubt about it. That happened. You are correct.
And then, we had him on the next year when he goes, you still got the field?
Yeah, yeah.
And I
hear everything.
And I said, yeah, but I'm going to call that bet off.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be that guy.
I am so fired up tomorrow. I just want to tell
you're not. It's
the powers to be.
But you're not playing tomorrow. You're broadcasting.
When we're done, snap a photo. So I don't got to do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. See, I'm thinking.
You know, one thing I've learned in my years in the media business, Goo, is there's a thick line between media and the actual athletes. And never the twain shall meet, if you know what I mean. These are great men, but they're not friends. They're just not.
Oh,
they're great men.
Shut up, man.
And we adore watching
like
them,
friends.
But we aren't friends with them.
You don't think Looney knows who we are? We didn't chop it up with him many times, man. Come on, man.
That's the bar for being a friend, knowing who somebody is. And by the way, I guarantee you, if we get Looney tomorrow and I go, hey, what's up, Kevon? How you doing? Well, by the way, what are our names?
I bet you he
doesn't know.
Oh, Stoney, come on, man. We didn't talk hair grease and everything with Lou Dog. He'll remember, man.
You wanna bet this time that Steph goes and asks Guru for another photo like he did last time?
Yeah, remember?
I stare at the picture sometimes just like,
and do you
the
think
dude got off of his phone call
now,
to ask?
Now, do we have confirmation that he was the one that asked for the photo?
Of course not.
No, you know he didn't. I was like, you know, just snap one with me. He's like, let's do it. But he stopped his phone call to acknowledge me.
Right,
yeah,
right.
No, that come on now.
In other words, you interrupted him.
No,
that's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Dude, one thing I've tried to do, you know, if somebody's on the phone, give them a little space.
This is the part that hurts. Go ahead.
I mean,
he was on the phone. I shut up, and I was just going to walk past him. We did the bro nod, and then he said, hold on, in vogue. I heard him. He goes, y'all out here today? I said, yeah. I said, stop by if you can. And then I was like, all right. And then I said, let's snap one real quick for my kids. And he took one. One of the ugliest pictures of your boy.
Steph looked ugly?
No, me.
Oh, you. I'm sorry.
Teeth look like dominoes. Just nose. It is. It does me no favors.
Hey, Carly Simon, relax. You're so vain. It's not about you.
My man called me Carly. Dude, wow. I needed that. A lot of people think you got pajamas on and you look nice. You don't.
There's a new shirt.
Yeah, but stand up so we can see the jeans. People think you woke up out your dream and you start running.
It looks like it could be a matching set.
There you go. Hold my knee up.
The Mike Brady. Yeah, that's Brady Bunch.
All right. Golden State Warriors, they play the Sacramento Kings Thursday. Nice win for them last night. Let me think. 128. I'll take some calls. The heck. We'll get back to the Niners. We'll finish up there, and then we'll get Willard and Dibbs in here, and they'll try to keep us here longer than we'd like. Roy and San Leandro.
Oh, no.
This is our guy.
What's going on? It is?
Yeah.
Hey, Roy.
Sounds like Willie Mays. Watch.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How's it going?
Roy?
That's not bad, you. Yeah. Hey, Roy.
Good. I've been listening to your 49er talk.
Yep.
I just wanted to mention how it's time for, I don't really believe, blame the 49er front office. It's time to kind of break the team up, you know, with all of those guys, this guy, that guy. And like what I said about Elijah Mitchell and a few other guys like him, they need to just go ahead on. They should have just moved on a long time ago, even before this with them. But I wanted to say this about the Super Bowl. You remember earlier in the year, at the beginning of the football year, I told you that Kansas City can't be beat just with defense. You know, even though the Eagles' defense, they stymied them, toward the end of the game. But like I told you, you just have to give that quarterback and that coach all the credit, a whole lot, and the Eagle offensive line all the credit in the world because they maintained them. And to show you that guy, that coach for Kansas City, I call him Warren's Puss.
Roy, what a thing.
Anyway, Warren's Puss didn't even want to shake that Italian guy's name.
Sirianni.
Coach
of the year.
He didn't want to shake his name. I mean, he didn't want to shake his hand. And, I think that was kind of classless, But all in all, the Eagles just did exactly what I told both of you, the 49ers didn't do. I'm not discrediting the 49ers. I'm just saying, to me, in some ways, the 49ers just didn't have the players in order to beat Kansas City. But, hey, look, it's always great talking to both of you.
Hey,
thanks
don't be
lot.
A stranger,
yeah,
Roy.
Thanks, Roy. Yeah, appreciate the call. Hey, by the way, I thought about this. It's a year later. We were talking about, as we entered the offseason last year with the Niners, Super Bowl or bust?
Man.
Where are we now? If last year was Super Bowl or bust, what's this year? Take advantage of the worst schedule in the league?
It's Donnie, I'm being real, and they might laugh if they hear me say this, but I would say playoffs. I'm going the Warriors pre-Jimmy trade. Again, it's a lot of turnover. It's early. But, Stani, if they're not going to be a major player in free agency, and I know it's day two, and you're going to say to the world, we trust our intel, and we're going to the draft, we're going to get young players, and not only are we going to get them, Stani, they're going to play, and they're going to play well. I got my popcorn, but I would set the bar right now tentatively at the playoffs.
Playoffs?
One of the things that we talked about 5 minutes ago, and you may not remember, but a couple years ago we were over at Chase Center interviewing Steph Curry, and before he got into the building, he bumped into Guru, and Guru interrupted him during a phone call, but because Curry's a saint, he interrupted his call and took a photo with Steph Curry, and it was Steph and Guru, and then he went into practice, and that's the story that Guru tells, but like, is it Andy Rooney? No, it's Paul Harvey.
Boy, I love it, it's Andy Rooney.
You want to know the rest of the story?
Yeah.
Remember this, Goo? So you go take a picture with Curry.
Gotcha.
Without his consent. Yeah, all right, you had his consent. And I showed you a media credential. And it says on the back of the media credential.
Oh, don't bring this up.
No you don't, as a media member, no autographs, no photos. And I kind of chuckled about it. And then about 10 minutes later, the great James Kincaid of the Golden State Warriors walks in and says, "Hey, Goo, I hate to do this, but."
He leaned over my shoulder.
You gotta go.
And I Goo really was like, thought it was a wrap.
What are you talking about? And James said, you broke the media credential rule. Like, you cannot ask Steph for an autograph.
I'll start backing up.
And Guru starts to get up, and James Kincaid starts laughing.
Oh, man.
And Tim Jordan starts laughing.
I didn't like that one.
That was cute.
I was like, they got to Goo.
It was
worth it. I got my, and he asked for, hey, anyway, Stoney,
yeah.
I don't like that type of humor. When you play with people, he whispered like, come with me. I thought it was done. And I said, oh, Nahegan is just going to, it was a wrap.
What joke did you dislike more when James Kincaid told you?
I know where you're going. This is all we're lovers, man.
That, you're not supposed to do that and you got to be kicked out. Or when I took your water bottle.
The water bottle. And you just, Black folks don't play like that.
And you know, but you know what?
Keep your hands off my. And he was just. And I really was looking for it. It started getting to the point that he was stressing. I'm like,
Guru came in with like a 20. It was like a cask of water that he was lugging around. I hid it from him, and he didn't like it.
You've never done it again.
That's right. You know why, Goo? Because I'm coachable.
Yeah.
You only have to tell me something once. I could tell.
Yeah.
You didn't like that.
I'm fired up for tomorrow. Yeah, I'm fired up now.
I know you are. It's going to be a lot of fun.
How can it not when they're playing the best basketball in the league?
Goo. Let me let you in on a little secret of the NBA. Let's just say hypothetically the Warriors would have lost to Portland.
Right.
Tomorrow would still be pretty much exactly the same.
And I believe that.
But
that's how great they've been doing. I'm with you. They couldn't afford an L. I hear you.
These guys are masters at putting games behind them.
Yeah.
Especially because they're, 11 and whatever.
And I got to put knockout behind me. Seriously. It's just, man. Thank God you weren't there.
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, but you're lucky that I wasn't. Dave in Fresno. Hey, Dave, how you doing, my man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing good, brother. Thank you.
Sure.
I got to dismiss that notion that, you know, the Niners, they're trying to fool you guys and fool the media and the fans that they're trying to get younger. I just don't think that's the case. I think what you're seeing now is what happens when you pay contracts with emotions, when you have bad free agent classes year after year. Now, last year's draft class was definitely very good, and it's elite if you compare it to the last three. You do have to remember they didn't have the first round picks available due to the Trey Lance trade. I just think right now they're operating without a plan. So I don't think it's, just trying to get younger. Because if you're trying to get younger, then you wouldn't be trying to find Bosa. So, that doesn't see that narrative. I just think they messed up. They messed up when you got took to the shed by Trent. You got took to the shed by McCaffrey. You got took to the shed by Ayuk. And now ownership's probably like, bro, we're not just going to give contracts out because you guys are good friends. We're not doing that anymore. And I don't necessarily subscribe to, you have to retool and this and that. Look at the Bills. Look at the Ravens. Look at the Chiefs. These are those teams that compete year in and year out. You don't hear those words. They draft well. They sign good free agents. And granted, free agency, you don't win the Super Bowl. I totally get that. But right now, I don't think they have a plan. They don't even know how much they want to pay their quarterback who, remember, the daddy Shanahan said 2 years ago, we knew what the first year of practice.
Right.
We knew what we had. He's the best. And now you don't know what you got. So They don't know, man. It's just we're all confused as them. Then right now they're just man. They've been employing a fullback for 3 years. They shouldn't been playing. So all this stuff is just catching up to them, and they don't know what the hell they're doing. That's what I think. So they don't. Let's not give them credit because they have some plan. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
All right, Dave.
Wow.
Yeah, I got you. I would say would this be a plan? We've got to get our payroll under control as we approach paying Brock Purdy. That's our game plan.
But how do you do, okay?
That's what they're doing, right?
Point. This is what's beautiful about sports, Donnie. Everybody has their own opinion, right? Regardless of what you do and where you're at on the totem pole. But the bottom line is, it goes to what Evan was talking about with Joey Bosa. The oxymoron of that would be we're watching our brand, but are you so desperate to where you're going to basically throw some money at Joey Bosa? You know, I don't know what that number is, even with that injury history.
Well, I mean,
I thought those days were kind of over.
If they get, well, I mean, I think it's a case-by-case basis. If they think they can get Bosa at what they think is a fair price, then, and he played 14 games last year. I mean, he plays 14 games for the Niners. He's probably going to be better than Leonard Floyd, I would think. Yeah. Or that would be their thinking, that he's going to be better than Leonard Floyd. I don't know. Evan seems to not be against the...
But he played 14, and when I believe that's what he said, and when he's out there, you know?
Could you imagine you go get Joey Bosa?
And both of them are out. Stoney,
yeah,
I'm nodding, gosh.
Yes.
Well, one other thing, too, is sure. He's less of a distraction than his brother.
Mm, interesting.
Like, yeah. He's never had any other off the field or, I guess, post-game incidents.
I got you. You know, it's interesting, though. You didn't necessarily say that Nick Bosa was a distraction. You said that Joey's less of one. Would you say that Bosa's a distraction?
No, but I believe a lot of people turned on him with that episode after the, I believe it was the Cowboy game Sunday night. So I'll leave that there. But bottom line, Stoney, if I put CNN aside, dude, you got the bag and you have not been getting home. You have missed curfew. You get it?
I do get it. Right. So that would put Nick Bosa in the same class as Evan Giddings. Evan sometimes misses curfew.
Derek Zeta.
Now you said you weren't using the Ring app.
What? No,
he went and reviewed the video. I knew you had to.
He went to the tape.
Dude. Time did you give me?
I actually don't know. I swear to God, because I had my phone off most of the vacation. I really did.
But I feel like you got a sense. You don't got the exact time.
I don't think.
Give me something, Daddy.
No, I swear to God, I have no idea when he came in left.
Four.
See, I'm like, if my organization's like the old Raiders.
I like this.
I don't care what you do. Just be ready to play when the game starts.
That's how they used to do it. Party.
Now, you know, Stabler could handle it, and Ted Hendricks could handle
Casper.
It, and Alzado and Casper. If he's those guys, that's fine. I just don't want him to turn into Barrett Robbins.
Raven
that's
Chester.
All. By the way, there was a picture yesterday that surfaced because Steph's turning 37 soon, and there was a picture of Ken Stabler when he was 37.
Kitty!
Oh, my God. He looked like Gandalf the White.
I'm sorry, who?
It's a wizard.
I know.
Is that Harry Potter?
He looked old as hell. Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Like, you look younger than Ken Stabler looked in that photo at age 37.
Science was different back then, E. They got moisturizer now, man. They got some strong stuff, Stoney. You looking good, man.
I'll tell you what. If you made a list of quarterbacks and talked about them at the height, when they were at their height, Kenny Stabler was unbelievable.
There's no doubt. Like, I don't think you're shocking anybody. You feel like you don't get... Because Terry Bradshaw's on Mount Rushmore.
I think Stabler's better than Bradshaw.
You think?
As a quarterback, yeah. Mm. I mean, I
think that's a fair
Stabler
fight. No loser
prime,
in that.
I mean...
Your boy got four, Stoney.
Who would be like on your... I mean, I get...
Give it
it's going
to
be Brady, Montana, all the names of the guys who've won the most Super Bowls.
But let me give you some
of Kenny Stabler was so good.
Yeah.
And you know why I know that? Because I was an Oilers fan, and we
Houston Islanders.
We never beat
Bump
the
Phillips.
Raiders when it mattered.
Yep.
Never. Never,
and
never,
the Raiders
never.
Couldn't beat Pittsburgh.
And the Raiders couldn't.
Remember the immaculate reception? That was fake.
Yeah.
Raiders have been jobbed. They've been rubbed. That rule. I'm sorry, Stoney.
Okay.
That bothers me, man.
Right. So because of the tuck rule, because of the tuck rule 20 years ago.
But it was Al Davis.
They have an excuse for not having
one. It was the Al Davis rule. They were like, you know what? Let's stick it to Al. Turn over. Nobody ever heard of the rule. Great blitz by Beekert and Woodson recovered.
Yep. They tried to tuck.
The tuck rule.
Lord of the Rings, not Harry Potter.
Attaboy.
I have not watched one. I'm a sci-fi guy.
You're
a nerd if you watch Harry Potter. First of all,
it's children who like it.
But no, it's like, come on, Stoney.
So let me guess, you don't like adults you don't like an adult grown couple that would go to Disneyland, for example.
Oh, no. 49er Frankie, they live there. I get that.
No, he goes with his daughter.
Well, he goes with the wife, too. They're into it. He's got a watch, a Mickey Mouse Rolex, like.
Frankie!
Yeah.
Little Frankie!
Mickey Mouse!
Frankie, go to Acapulco or something. Take the family to the beach.
I hadn't heard that word in forever.
I actually went on a vacation to Acapulco. It was not a good vacation.
You and who?
Solo.
Evan,
you don't want to hear about this one.
Aca Solo.
That's not bad.
That's a three.
Acapulco was like, that's what you used to get, back in the game shows from the 70s, from 1978.
Okay. Joker's Wild.
A three-day junket to Acapulco. And then, of course, they'd show the highlights.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Not really. No.
And you were single?
Yeah.
Oh, boy,
and I was single all week. Oh, I was single.
No bars?
Oh, I went to bars. Usually,
you needed Evan with you. Prime Evan would have made something happen, baby.
I'm in my prime.
Yeah.
It was a classic case of.
I know you were like,
I was
boy.
In bed by 9.
Oh, Stoney.
For the most part.
Yeah.
All right. Willard and Dibs coming up next. Maybe Dibs can make some sense out of my dream foursome with him, Jim Harbaugh. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Have you been in a car accident? Chilton Auto Body has 15 convenient Bay Area locations to help restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. Chilton Auto Body is also actively hiring for all positions. For more details, head to ChiltonAutoBody.com, the Bay Area's leader in collision repair.
It's your boy Guru, and you know, I've been telling you guys for months, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action, Steiny. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. Get this, you just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up 1,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. The second half of the NBA season is upon us, and Prize Picks is where it's at. This is what you do. They now offer MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. Join now and use my code GURU957 to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code GURU957 to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. You don't even have to win to get to $50. And right now, Prize Picks is where it's at. Download the app today and tell them Guru sent you. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.